You know what? With so much content whizzing around out there, I know, it's so saturated. There's only one storytelling platform that can surely help you keep calm and stay informed and inspire you. Flipboard. Flipboard creates the world stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you. Yes, you kiddo, 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save urgently and share, tap the plus button to add the to private and public collections. It's that simple, my kiddos. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at Flipboard.com. Hello, hello, my kiddos. It's Thursday. Yes. And you are listening to the Jovi D Show. Stick around. All right. I want to hold you guys tight today. Is amazing. I was, what can I say, inspired by you. Yes, you and you and you. And guys, I just want to say that when I say what I need to profess or just deliver this message is because I'm not only putting it together for you, but also I'm putting it together for myself. Yes, it's just this journey again. Welcome to my living room. Take a seat, lay down, lay back, do a yoga pose, whatever makes you feel comfortable. And I will say that, yes, talked my head off in saying that things are getting better. They always are. I'm here. I had the opportunity to use this amazing app and be able to talk to you guys today and tell you this day is the day that you've got. I know that things may look sometimes not right. Timing is everything. Patience is a lot. And I came up with this thought and I was like, okay, from broadcasting to podcasting, that's kind of like the summary in two words of where I was to where I'm going. And my message is to do what you do best. I still here grinding in LA. It's hard. The journey is no different than anything else. But then when I do this, I'm talking to you guys, expressing my thoughts and my feelings, and I say, and I get so enthusiastic about understanding this new age of technology and opportunities. There's a lot, guys, out there. I just, my theme that I finally got to is discipline. Discipline is now what I need to definitely conquer this in the next other half of this year. Can you believe it? We're already in June. That is like half of the year. Where was it gone? 2018. And then, you know, I want to say definitely that has been quite a moment to say thank you for making it here. We are here half of the year, 6 months,
And I'm sure that you guys have been on top of the news and the events. And a quick shout out to Mr. Anthony Bourdain. You are my inspiration. And that's the reason that I relate, because of traveling, of dining, good cuisine and food. And definitely I was a fan of Parts Unknown. And cheers for your life. And coming back to me, that's I think the thought of the week that I had today, that it doesn't matter how murky things may look, or doubtful, or you're not sure, or you don't feel worthy, or sometimes just, you know, not right, and then you like trying to see, okay, where do I fit, with who do I connect, because you're talking and you're meeting people and you say, Joby, I want to really build this business and it's not coming through. I'm going to all these places, I'm trying to, you know, do whatever it takes, but then at the same time I got to be real and I gotta pay bills and I have to do this and that. And there's a community and there's your niche and there's your group. I speak not only to you, but I also speak again to myself in saying, you're gonna figure it out, you're gonna find your niche, you're gonna connect with the people that think like you or like me. May that be whatever the art or craft or project or goal or dream that you have, is you can make it happen and make it real. I want to say that my reflection today is thank you for every single person that's telling me no, not yet, or maybe ghosting me, or maybe not a respond. But I think I want to say I put my best foot forward in making it happen for myself. And the hurdles, the pain, the tears, the crying, it just makes you stronger. And one more note that I really want to share is I think I finally got the real truth understanding of, you know, you guys remember this phrase or wisdom that they say, you know, please give me the wisdom to all the faculty, you know, to understand the things that I can control within my being, and then the things, and you know, give me that release and peace of releasing the things that I can. Or there's another way that says, well, 10% is what happens to you, 90% is how you react to them. And that's where I am right now in this time life. You got to let it go. You cannot hold anybody accountable. You have to hold yourself accountable. And you know, you're pressed, you keep on pushing, and the buttons are there, and you know, God is gonna really work with you and bring those people around you with information, with everything. I'm like, honestly, I feel like there's just so much opportunity, so much things to do, and people get in touch with you and they help you. But it all starts again, I think, is you gotta believe in yourself. If you don't start believing in yourself or what you are capable of, and do it in a little small scale, and you know, I think I was talking to the other day to an upcoming writer and comedian, and it was just such a delight to in speaking with somebody that he also, like everybody else here mostly in LA, they have one job, two jobs, but they are doing and creating and figuring out their dreams. But it requires discipline. It requires really true thought on it. And when you do what you love to do, you do it because it fulfills your heart. And that's where you start. And this fulfills my heart. It really does. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm such an emotional, because I'm speaking from where I really know that this is my calling. I'm gonna breathe. I'm gonna be calm. I'm a little crocodile. Tears. But yeah, here it is. This is my epiphany. And you know, I just wanted to share that with you guys. I really do. And don't give up. That's definitely what I had for my other last episode. And I'm going to keep on pushing. You know, most of you guys know, like Gary. And, you know, keep on doing what you do best. And by gathering also these episodes that I have, it kind of like I go back and, you know, reflect upon where I was. What was I thinking? And I hope my kind words help you, moves you, and encourage you to keep on moving and keep on living. And grateful, definitely grateful. So I close my thoughts, and I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you. Take care.